The WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show. 393-3700. Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. I'm Tom Crawford. My regular partner, Jack Eveling, is hopping on a plane right now, or is on a plane right now.
He's already on the puddle.
From Philly to State College, Pennsylvania, which is one of those wonderful places I've been to on a couple of occasions for a Michigan-Penn State game, and I like being there. It's a great atmosphere, and the fans are so nice. It's like they're embarrassingly nice.
Yes.
I'm like, what are you going to do, sucker punch me now? You're so nice to me. Unlike when you go down to the hellhole, the horseshoe in Columbus, where you're spit on.
Yeah.
And 65, 70-year-old women are giving you the Buckeye salute.
Penn State, when I went for a Central Michigan-Penn State game, every tailgate we walked by invited us over to hang out and talk with them. They just wanted to learn about the school and all sorts of stuff. And I was like, there's no way people
are
this
nice.
It's unbelievable. And you know what I do love about Penn State and Happy Valley is when you come over that hill and you see the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of gives you chills. And the way that they kind of shut down all the farm area along, right around the stadium so everybody can tailgate, it's a very free-flowing
atmosphere. It's not easy to get to, though. Driving
in
the last hour is hell because you're going, winding roads.
And it's all 55 or 45 miles an hour, so it takes twice as long to get there.
Oh, yeah. There's some two-lane going on there.
But I haven't been to any stadiums. I've never been to the Horseshoe, but I have not been to any stadium as loud as Happy Valley.
Oh, I have. I've been to Columbus is pretty loud.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I've never been to Horseshoe.
Spartan Stadium is pretty loud.
When Spartan Stadium gets loud, it's loud. But Penn State can shake when they get loud enough, and it can be very, very intimidating.
393-3700 is the number to call on the Jack and Tom Show. We're going to take open lines here for the next two segments. And then Mike Valenti at 10:35, our old producer and co-host with Terry Foster on 97.1, the Sports Inferno, weekdays 3 to 6 every afternoon in the Detroit market, will be on our show. And Michael's got some definite opinions about Michigan State
Athletics.
Good
for radio.
Very passionate. So we're going to go out to our lines. Let's go out to Randy. Hello, Randy. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to you.
Hey, so you guys, happy holidays, all that stuff, I know that it's a very, very big long shot, Michigan beating Ohio State. And I know that if Michigan does win, it helps MSU going through the Rose Bowl. But right now, I'm so desperate for a win against the Buckeyes that even if Michigan was to beat the Buckeyes, that would lead to an MSU national title in football. I wouldn't care because, Tom, this is getting bad. I mean, I know we've lost three to MSU, okay? But we've lost too many to the Buckeyes there. I mean, there's not enough antacid out there to help this guy out.
Yeah, I tell you what, that would be seven in a row. That'd be the same amount of Lions games lost on Thanksgiving. They're on the same track right now, 7-7.
Oh,
if they lose today in Columbus, which I think they will lose. And thanks so much for that call, Randy. I appreciate your passion for the University of Michigan. There's not a lot of us out there. Well, there's more, actually, than one would think.
And I think State fans overall are definitely rooting for Michigan. I don't think that rivalry
not allowed, not admittedly.
I don't think the rivalry is fierce enough for people not to root for it when it can benefit them to the point that it would benefit Michigan State.
Right. So we'll see what happens. But I'm telling you what, if Michigan or Michigan State is ahead, they're going to start looking at that, flipping it out of the screen to see how the Wolverines are doing. If
Absolutely.
They get behind and they're out of the game, then they're going to hope Michigan goes down with them. Out to the phones we go. Let's go out to Don from DeWitt. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Tom, although I normally have a hard time rooting for Michigan if they strapped it on against the Al-Qaeda All-Stars, I'm all over Go Blue today, and, because it can help the Spartans get where they want to go. I'm not holding out a lot of hope, I got to tell you that. But, what the heck, there's always hope for, maybe a four-turnover Buckeye game, and Michigan wins a shootout. But, Tom, although it's probably one of those few times I'd ever root for your boys, but I'm not so jaded that I can't bring it out when it can help MSU.
Yeah, the thing about it is, you're going to be so focused with these games happening at the same time. Very unique set of circumstances.
Kind of unfortunate, too.
Yeah, you're focused on your game. You're going to be looking at the scroll or flipping over to see Michigan, Ohio State, see how that game's going. But your attitude towards Michigan, Ohio State obviously is based on how your team is doing today and their chances of winning.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not going to be easy for the Spartans in Happy Valley, but I think they're going to get it done. 20 years since the last Big Ten championship, and I really see the Spartans grabbing us here today. You know, Tom, I haven't decided for sure because I've always felt that if I used any of my equipment to tape a Michigan game that didn't involve Michigan State, I always thought I risked sending an electromagnetic pulse through my house. And, you know, my electricity won't work for the next 50 years, but I might even have to tape that. Not having side-by-side screens like Crawford Indoor.
No, it's a beautiful thing.
Might even have to go old school and tape that game.
There you go. It's been a wonderful week, a capper to a great week. And thanks so much for the call, Don, and have a great Thanksgiving week and the remainder of it. Let me tell you, Dave, and I love all holidays. You know, I like them. I like Christmas, New Year's. I like Easter, the Easter Bunny. I like 4th of July, the whole bit. This is my favorite holiday.
Because of sports.
Well, the meal yesterday on Thursday was fantastic. I mean, that's huge, okay, and the anticipation of that. But the sports, this blending of college football, college basketball,
NFL.
I'm both NFL. Throw the Lions in there because you're supposed to watch the Lions, and then the college basketball tournament action going on. It's just an absolute feast, no pun intended.
It's fun. It's fun. There's no doubt about it. And honestly, the Friday games for college football, I think I look forward to more than the Thursday NFL games because you've got some classic matchups there. I love watching the Colorado-Nebraska game. I always have. They've had some great matchups in the past, some surprising games. Like if you remember the Nebraska-Colorado game from, what was it, 2001, where Nebraska was number one going in and Colorado just thumped them.
Oh, big
63-21.
Right.
They've had a lot of games like that, so that's one's always a fun one to watch. You know, Texas A&M used to be on Friday.
Well, it used to be on Friday. No, traditionally that, you know, this is where I'm going to date myself. It always was Thursday nights in College Station or Austin, and they moved it. It was Friday, and now it's back to Thursday. So that game is there. Then you got the NFL Network, and mm-hmm. that was the Jets and Cincinnati. So, I mean, there was so much to choose from.
And the Iron Bowl yesterday was a great
Iron
game,
Bowl
too.
Was classic, and for those of you, and the only reason I watched this game last night because I was watching tape delay, Williamson, and their tear-jerking loss to Grand Rapids Catholic Central on Fox. Okay, so it's 12:45, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm looking at the other screen, and Nevada's starting to creep back on Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm anti-Boise, anti-TCU, but I guess when I don't care, I guess when my team doesn't have anything to play for at all, I just like upsets. And I was all over Nevada coming back. Biggest win in the state of Nevada, you know, or Nevada football history, and
yes,
the biggest sporting event that ever happened since Jack Johnson, as far as a boxing match in Reno,
yeah,
Nevada.
Absolutely.
In the early 1900s. So this was a big, big occasion, and I was all over that. I felt bad for the kicker, but then I don't feel bad
You're
for the kicker.
You're a kicker. That's your job.
I mean, that comes with a territory.
If you miss 220-something-yard field goals, okay, here's the way it should be. In college, a college kicker should be automatic from 30 and in. Automatic. They should be 90%-ish from 35 and in. And then if you're pro, you should be automatic from 35 and in and 90%-ish
right,
from 40 in. If you can't make a 29-yard field goal, I cannot believe you have a scholarship
right,
to play college football.
Well, I mean, it's been, you know, there's been misses like that. But 29 is pretty, I mean, and then the issue about the short uprights was thrown into the equation. I didn't quite understand that one. I guess
that's a false argument.
But the thing of it is, think about Boise came down. I mean, they Nevada ties a game for your listeners out there who didn't stay up or who haven't tuned into SportsCenter yet this morning. The fact that it was 24-24, there's like 9 seconds
and then Kellen Moore makes that deep bomb.
A Heisman type of play.
Yep.
And I don't know, Titus, who caught it? I'm trying to think of.
I think it was Titus.
Yeah, caught it down there, and then they have this chip shot, and they ice him maybe one play, one timeout, and all of a sudden it's off the left, game over. Now would that have been enough even for Boise State to get in the title game?
Well, it's a win over a ranked opponent, and at this
19th.
Point, because Utah is sliding so much, I think that puts them ahead of TCU at this point. with another quality win, and with Vatek seemingly running the table and winning the ACC, that even though the James Madison loss is there, Vatek's going to end up being a top 15 team by the end of this year.
Right.
And so I think that win probably would have propelled them over TCU when it was all said and done. Bottom line, I don't know where you stand on this. It's not that I don't like the mid-majors. It's not that I don't think they deserve their day. I think they deserve their day in a playoff. I don't think that with their schedules, they can compare to teams that play in the SEC and the Pac-10 that have to play this week in and week out. I mean, Boise State has had three tough games if you count Oregon State. They've had three tough games this entire year, and they lost one of them, should have lost another one, and then hung in there for a long, and then Oregon State hung in there for
now,
a
they
long
beat
time.
Nevada. I mean, they would have beaten Nevada. They could. I mean, Nevada beat Cal. I mean, that was.
I'm not saying Nevada's a bad team. What I'm saying is, a team like Auburn, a team like Oregon, plays teams of Nevada's caliber week in and week out. Boise State's had to play a team of Nevada's caliber three times this year, and they couldn't handle it.
Right, right. 393-3700 is the number to call out to the phones. We go. Let's listen to Mark from East Lansing. Good morning, Mark.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, okay. What happened last night? Did Boise lose?
Yep. Yeah, they lost in overtime. Yeah, it was got done at 5-2 in the morning. Yeah, it was 24-7, and all of a sudden it was 24-14. And then they came
21.
Back. And it was 24-21. Nevada tied it up, and then Boise had a shot to win at the end of regulation, missed a 29-yard field goal, and then they lost in OT after another missed field goal, a made field goal for Nevada.
Fun game to watch, though.
Yeah, it was great.
I had no idea. Turned it off.
Well, everybody, it was up late. So what's your thoughts about today? What's going to happen, and what do you want to have happen?
Michigan?
Yeah.
Well, I want Michigan to win.
Okay.
I don't think they will, but I want them to win. Is there any doubt?
No, I mean, as far as Michigan State goes, I mean, do you want...
Say I don't care.
You don't care? You're indifferent?
Yeah, I don't care.
Come on, you live in East Lansing, don't you? Don't you have a little patronage to the Spartoonies?
What happens if they win?
Well, if Michigan State wins, they're still not.
They'll go to the Capitol.
They have a share at the Big Ten title for the first time in 20 years, and it's. Let me tell you something. 11 wins is 11 wins, and the quality win that they had over Wisconsin, gives them a shot of credibility for sure. I mean, it's a quality win,
to mention Alabama losing gives them a good shot to play a much lesser team in the Capital One Bowl. They may end up
playing
South Carolina.
They might be playing
Bama,
won't they? Wouldn't they be playing Bama?
Well, Bama's got three losses now.
But still.
Yeah, so if you take that SEC East champ, there's a chance maybe they take on South Carolina.
You don't want
them
to play Bama?
Well, not after yesterday.
No, I'd love to see Michigan State play Bama. That would be a classic matchup.
I don't think so at all.
I think that could happen.
You don't want them to play the best team that they can.
I think that would be a very bad thing for the Big Ten if Alabama plays Michigan State, because I don't think Michigan State can hang with Alabama.
But Michigan State is still the third, in the pecking order. They're going to be third.
Oh, I'm not arguing that. Yeah. I'm saying if I'm Michigan State, I'm hoping that Alabama, because of that loss, slides down to the Outback Bowl.
Yeah, you don't
want to take on South Carolina or somebody.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. You know. And I'm not saying it. I'm not a Michigan State fan. I could care less from that standpoint. I'm talking from the Big Ten standpoint.
Yeah,
you do not want Michigan State playing Alabama.
That's a big-time
program.
That's the only way you're going to shut them up.
Yeah, that's true, and I'm telling you what.
But that's the thing is, I don't think they do shut them up. Other years, I agree with you. I think Alabama and Michigan State is a terrible matchup for Michigan State.
Wow.
I love the matchup.
Then we got some fraudulent stuff going on then. If we're running from teams that we know are better than us and we think that somehow we're going to look better.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying I don't think the Big Ten's going to be very happy with the reverb that they're going to get after the game when Alabama thumps Michigan State.
I think Michigan State, if they get a share of the Big Ten title playing on New Year's Day, they're going to be pretty doggone happy. I mean,
until they lose 55-10.
Oh, you think they lose 55-10 to Bama?
Maybe it wouldn't be that bad, but I'm telling you.
I don't think it would be that bad, but it'd be tough.
They can't cover Julio Jones, and that running game between Richardson and Ingram would eat them alive.
If Mark Ingram can hold on the football, it would be bad.
Oh, he fumbles one time. He doesn't have a fumble problem.
Well, did Bama lose?
They did lose.
Mark, where have you been? Where you? What have you been doing all week? Where, have you been watching?
Hey, man, that's what I know. I'm trying to figure this out, man. Bama, we tout Bama as this super team, but they blew a 24-0 lead last week.
Yeah. To Auburn, though.
Yeah.
To Auburn, I don't think Michigan State's on Auburn's level at all.
Yeah, 28-27, the Tigers came back and won that game. So,
so maybe Bama's not that good.
Bama's pretty good. But anyway, thanks so much for the call, Mark, and have a great holiday weekend, the remainder of it. 393-3700 is the number to call. More open lines on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.